And welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. This is the 31st of August, last day of winter. Looking forward to the warmer weather. Let's have a look at the sports headlines. The Herald Sun in Melbourne, the AFL, the Brownlow medals coming up, so the predictor about every vote, full leaderboard and club-by-club guide. Daily Telegraph in Sydney, the NRL, $1 billion. $1 billion, that's right. Grand final deal to save decaying suburban NRL grounds, with a real danger that NRL games at suburban grounds could cease within 10 years unless financial assistance is found. And the Courier Mail in Brisbane, it's all about the Broncos. And the review that was conducted contains 14 points to implement, but Michael Maguire has survived that review as Brisbane bosses back the besieged coach to lead a premiership revival next season. Always nice to know when you got the full support of the board. Let's have a look at the sporting headlines apart from our newspapers. And let's start with the US Tennis Open, which is on as we're talking. And in the main draw, in the women's singles, we had six Aussies in action. Unfortunately, Storm Hunter and Taylor Gibson have both been eliminated. So Kim Birrell, Taylor Preston, Maya Joint and Daria Kastakina still to be to play. In the men's, we've got nine in action, and let's hope that Alex de Minaur can get through at least to a semi-final. Looking forward to that. Adam Walton has already been eliminated. In rugby union, the Wallabies, they continue their strong force under new coach Les Kiss, surviving a surge by Argentina to win 27-21 in Argentina. Well done. Second test next Sunday, also over there in Argentina. On the Sunshine Coast Rugby Union, the preliminary final on Saturday saw Uni defeat Noosa in the men's A grade. The grand final next Saturday at Maroochydore. Maroochydore will take on Uni, and looking forward to that. That's at 3:15 p.m. And in the women's A grade, Noosa will take on Nambour at about 11:30. Well done to all the junior grand finals yesterday in the Sunshine Coast Rugby Union and all of the teams there. So well done to all the winners and, of course, the runners-up and everyone else who participated. In the Queensland Premier Rugby Union, the grand finals were held at Ballymore yesterday, and the men, our Brothers 51, defeated West 14. Tim Ryan, three tries there. And the women on Saturday at Ballymore, Sunnybank 27 defeated Bond University 25. And Super Rugby Australia, the three-round competition will commence on the 12th of September at Ballymore. Queensland Reds, they'll take on the Western Force. Looking forward to that. In basketball, congratulations to the Gold Coast Rollers men's team and the Knox Raiders from Melbourne, who won the recent national NBL 1 titles in Adelaide. In the NBL, plenty of pre-season action and trial games. And the Blitz, that starts this Wednesday in Bendigo. Cairns will take on the Perth Wildcats, and Thursday, Brisbane Bullets will take on Tassie. All happening. And the Women's National Basketball League, the pre-season tournament, tips off on the 17th of September in Townsville, and Townsville will take on the Perth Lynx in the first game. The Opals, they're up for their World Cup qualifiers in Berlin, take on Puerto Rico in Game 1. And the Boomers, they've won both their games in the 2027 World Cup qualifiers, defeating Syria and Jordan. Well done. And then the Moreton Bay Suns basketball, the senior comp. Summer season registrations are now open, and if age 8 to 17 and you want to give basketball a go, register a free trial on Wednesday the 23rd of September between 10 and 12. Free sausage sizzle. Check out the Suns Facebook page if you're interested in basketball. In rugby league, in the NRL, even though there's one round to go, the men's top 8 has been determined, and the Dolphins and the Cowboys both in there. Well done. And that means the Dragons now have claimed the wooden spoon. Sunshine Coast Gympie Rugby League in the men's A grade, Stanley River, the defending premiers, they're still alive. They're into the preliminary final next weekend after they defeated Beerworth 34-18 on Saturday, with Regan Glynn scoring two tries. Now play Caloundra. And in the C grade, Yandina into the grand final, and they'll play the winner of Kilcoy and Merry Valley from the preliminary final next weekend. And in the women, Caboolture defeated Kiwana 24-12 on Saturday, so they're into the grand final, and they'll play the winner of Maroochydore and Kiwana. And congratulations to all teams in the junior grand finals. That'll be played next Saturday at Nambour. That's from under-13s upwards. 13 games in total. Big day. Queensland Cup, last round of the men's competition on the weekend. The Dolphins finished on top of the... the Falcons finished on top of the men's ladder, with the Dolphins second. And in the women, the Devils on top, with Tigers and Bears in second and third spot. In the AFL, plenty happening with the wildcard series played over the weekend. Only 173,000 people turned up at the MCG for the two games. And of course, the real semis, they start this Thursday with Fremantle taking on the Hawks. And then Saturday, the Lions will take on the Swans at the SCG on Saturday afternoon. Looking forward to that. In the local QAFL, and looking forward to Maroochydore. They lost to Palm Beach in their qualifying final, and Redland defeated Noosa, so Noosa are out. So semis next Saturday, Maroochydore will take on Redland and Maroochydore. Good luck. And in golf, well done to Woolston Park's Taj Eger on taking home the first place with a 6-under par 66 last weekend at the PGA Association Pro-Am at Woodford. 50 professional golfers took to the course alongside their amateur playing partners. Great day was had by all. In cricket, well, if you've been missing the local cricket, Caboolture Cricket Club, they held their trial matches on the weekend. And best of all, the canteen was open, drinks and chicken burger and chips all on sale. Round one of the men's first grade starts the 19th of September, so not far away. In football and soccer, well, the Lions FC Club from Brisbane, they're into the semi-finals of the Australia Cup. Not bad. Let's see how they go. And in the EPL, just keep your eye on Hull City, one of the newly promoted teams into the first grade there. Now 2-from-2 after they defeated Man United 2-0 in Game 1 and Coventry 1-0 on the weekend. Equal second on the ladder. Could you believe that? And, of course, listeners, sad news with the Australian boxing community in mourning after the announcement of the death of legendary boxer Tony Mundine at age 75 yesterday. Our thoughts certainly with the Mundine family. Listeners, enjoy your last day of winter, this Monday the 31st of August. Looking forward to spring starting tomorrow. In the meantime, enjoy your sport and look forward to your company again next Monday, Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM.